views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Therese Clark. Today, the 25th of February, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Jared's at the helm. And may I say, Jared, the sound coming through my earphones is perfect. I don't know what it sounds like out there, but it is, you know, the last couple of days had a little, you know, it didn't just sound, you know, sometimes it just doesn't sound right, you know, and but today is absolutely perfect. So thank you, big guy.
Well, I guess we have to thank Pat Karch and Jim Bremer.
And Pat Karch and Jim Bremer. I've had, and first of all, Trish is here with the weather and wearing her Gavin Clark World Champion Ruby CD Legacy, which must be a cutting horse.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. World Champion last year. Perfect.
Wow.
Okay. 46 degrees down in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 69 and a low of 39. Looking for a lovely weekend. High of 66 and a low of 43 on Friday, clear and sunny. And on Saturday, sunny, a high of 63, a low of 40. On Sunday, a high of 69 and a low of 40. And on Monday, a high of 63 and a low of 40. And it's just going to be a sunny, nice weekend, a few scattered clouds and around. Hopefully not so windy as it's been the last couple of days. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3703.
Well,
63.
Well, how are you?
I'm well. It was
a little bit of a, you know what? Trish Clark, the preparation for the show consists of getting in here right when the news starts. That's her preparation because she's ready. You're like the cocked pistol. You are ready to go. And then today, you walked in as I was saying the introduction. And so I could say Trish Clark. But I was going to say it because you already texted me saying.
Right. We're running a little late.
You've only been late one time I can think of in 10 years. And
yeah.
That was when there was, I don't know, it was a big car pileup or something.
Yeah.
You were taking back roads.
Morning, I don't know, I just couldn't seem to get out of the house. And one thing after another, and I all of a sudden said, oh, my gosh, there's no way. There's just too far between here and there to get there at the appropriate time. However, I managed to, and thank all the CHP that weren't hanging out on the freeway on the way in this morning.
Yeah, so good morning. Let me see, guest, new blood. Jimmy, and the other Bob.
If anybody'd like to give us a call, leave something on their mind, they'd give us a call at 605-4567.
Yeah, I'm just... Okay, I've got a couple of things. And then
okay.
I'm sure that you're going to... well, you may have a comment. Market Street. Linda and I went down to the Market Street reopening.
Okay, yeah.
It was cool. I mean, it was supposed to be a video, you know, you could watch it. There's like 100 people down there. And
so not so virtual.
All of us masked. Well, but, you know, I only moved here 14 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I realize that I'm not a citizen. You realize I'm not a real North Stater. I realize that people that have been here like you, you know, you don't look down on me, but I know in the back of your mind you're saying, yeah, he's a newbie. So I've never seen, and I never saw the, I'm sure I didn't. Didn't see the roof, you know, and all that. When did they take the roof down?
Well,
they did, I was totally, you know.
You know, I don't remember when they took the last part of it down, actually, but it would think it's been between
it
the...
Probably, yeah, it may have, they may have, you know, come to think
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I'm thinking, but, yeah, they
but they opened it up. It was nice.
Yeah.
But now, reopening this up, so you can drive up Market Street. It's one lane until you get to, I think it's... Butte.
And then you can only turn left?
You can only turn left.
Right. to get out.
You can turn left or right. And then, at Butte Street, you only turn left. Then you go up to the next one, which is Yuba. And you can go right or left, I think. Anyway.
I drove it here, and that's why I'm questioning it, because I came last night in to Reading after about 5 o'clock, and I was on, what's the street over that Jack's on?
Is on California.
On California. Okay, so I went down California Street, and it didn't look to me like there was any way to get out of the new street onto California Street. So I'm thinking that you can. I don't know. Haven't driven it yet, so I'll know that when I leave here this morning. I'm going to go down that way and figure it out. I understand they had to open it or close it though because somebody was throwing stuff out of an apartment or shooting or something right after they opened it. I heard that on the news this morning.
The one right down here?
Yeah. Sue was talking about it on the news this morning. That they had to close it for a short time because somebody was throwing bottles and shooting, and they had to close a portion.
Shooting.
But then he said he didn't have a gun. So that was just what I heard on the news this morning.
Well, let's go back here for a second, and I can tell you that for the first time in 49 years, they opened up Market Street, and I will read the exact spots you can go to because it is kind of that when you're on Market Street here, and you make the turn, you drive in front of our station. When you got down to, I think Tehama Street, you either had to take a right or a left. Now, you need to be in the right hand lane, and you can go straight across onto the new Market Street. And it opened up yesterday, which was Wednesday. As of Tuesday afternoon, they had no right, left, or you could go straight ahead painting there. So they must have gotten that down. Okay, so let me see where it says. Market from Tehama to Butte will be one way. So right here where it just opened up.
Right.
From Tehama to Butte will be one way. Market between Butte and Yuba is two-way.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yuba Street is two-way from Pine Street to the California Market Alley. And Butte is two-way between Market and Pine and the Market Street Alley. And one-way between Market and the California Market Alley. So, just let me tell you, my friends. Park your car in front of the studio here. Walk it first. Walk it first.
That is, it's going to be interesting.
I thought it was easier than that. It's like anything. Once you've done it a couple of times,
you'll figure it out. You'll figure out where you need to turn to get certain places, and you figure that out. But, it was interesting because when I first moved here, the downtown mall was here, and it was already closed off. So that was in 77, which makes sense because this was 70, what did they say?
Oh, he brandished a firearm.
72, brandished.
Firearm.
Oh, okay.
And when I come in, I listen to the news, of course. When I'm in here, because I'm preparing for the show, somebody turned down the radio in the other room. Because that's how I usually, I'm kind of listening to, CNN.
Yes,
yes. Because I don't know what Sue's going to be talking about, of course.
Well, when I was I was listening on my way in here, because that's how I gauge whether I was going to make it. And actually, I would have been here about a minute sooner if the lights had cooperated. But, boy, I hit that first light down there as soon as I got off of the freeway. And if you miss the first one, they sequence, and so it turned red right in front of me, and I thought, okay, there you go. I may not make it because you have to wait for those lights to come back on. But,
okay.
I got here just as the mic went hot. Amazing.
Amazing. Okay, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I don't know whether to poke you right away or just wait.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I think we got pretty much of a open line today, but I do have some complaints. Not about you, of course.
Yes.
Could it be about the mainstream media? Might be.
Oh, wow.
Might be about Davin. Might be good news too, though. I mean, we talked. Opening up high school sports finally in the schools. Now they're having. Now the Biden administration is getting attacked by. Or questioned. They're never attacked.
No.
They're questioned gently about opening of the schools. You know, Fauci is saying you can go back with the teachers not being inoculated. You know, I mean, he's saying that. And then Fauci, who was a speaker of truth under the Trump administration. And if Trump had, you know, didn't agree with them, Trump's bad Trump. Fauci's saying things the Biden administration's not agreeing with.
And Fauci's
wrong. All of a sudden, Fauci, he's not a true speaker.
Yeah, yeah. It's all very, very interesting, too. Of course, stick around, because tomorrow Fauci will have another statement to make that'll be different.
Well, that's the other thing.
I mean, you know, if you don't like what he's saying today, just wait, because he'll change his mind tomorrow. And it's all based on science.
Well, you know what? I've tried to get the third mask on. So, see, what you have to do is you have to start with a really thin silk mask.
Uh-huh.
And then you go to...
Kind of like underwear.
Like an expensive G-string. It goes across your face.
Yeah.
Then you go into the regular paper mask we've been wearing. And then you go to the cloth masks that are made specifically to be the third mask, because they have the longer strings in the back.
Okay, good.
So you can cover all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you get it all on and tied, I have an oxygen deprivation. I have to sit down.
Exactly.
I have to take off the cloth mask, breathe a little bit, which isn't easy because I got two masks on, and put the cloth mask back on.
Which point you have to blow your nose.
At which point Jared helps me out to my truck, where I'm now driving down the street like this. Okay, maybe it's not. Maybe I've exaggerated a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't put on three.
I am.
Maybe I haven't even put on two masks.
I think not.
Maybe the N95 mask my daughter insisted that I wear in the airplane, and Randall Hempling came by and gave me a couple of them for this trip. And, you know, like, I swear, I was trying really hard. But after like 30 minutes in that plane, it was like, ugh. I mean, you can feel yourself breathing in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so it was kind of like this, I can't do this. Luckily, I carry backup mask.
Yeah. I have such a hard time. Well, I've gotten to the point where I just pull it down just a little below my nose. And because I can't breathe. If I've got it on for a half hour wandering around a store or something.
Well, you got to get a breathing. You got to take a breathing break. They should have little breathing rooms where there's oxygen. You put a little oxygen mask on your face, a disposable one, of course. Put it on your face, get some oxygen into your system, and go back out again.
They just need to get over themselves. And I'm
but you know
pretty much
thing?
Done with the mask. I'm not being a real good trooper about that.
Well, you know, what Shasta Regional's done is they've opened up the hospital so you can visit. One visitor at a time.
That's
which good. Is so good, you know, because somebody's up there, and you know, I would have loved to have gone and seen Linda when she was when she was in the hospital. I mean, she needed me there, just like other people need somebody
well, you
there.
Need,
not that
you
they're not being treated
but,
very,
no, but
very
you need,
well.
You need an advocate. You need someone to hold your hand. You need to. You can't keep track of when you had your medication or
help him go to the bathroom
or something. Exactly. You can't do that when you're sick and confined like that. You need somebody to help.
And she said she felt, you know, she very well treated at Shasta Regional. And then we also, but, you know, one of her friends, close friends, is a doctor, works across the street. She was in there a lot, making sure that everything was okay because I couldn't get in there. But I tell you what, on the fourth day, I was ready. I had Lighty and Ogilvy and several others. We were hostage rescue team. We were going in. And, you know, they weren't going to like it. So, anyway, you have to take a break. We're so far over.
Okay.
And I was talking about Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's one of the highest rated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services when it comes to heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care. Lack of surgical complications. There's just everything they're doing. They're just a great hospital. They care about our community. They're out there in support of our community. And what else can I say except healing starts there, Shasta Regional Medical Center. All right, we'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Yes, the music played a little bit longer because we were chit-chatting about...
We were talking important stuff here.
Yeah, you know, a neighbor's dog and...
A skunk.
And a skunk in her backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't kill the skunk in his own backyard.
He killed it in my backyard.
Yeah, he busted through the fence and killed it in your backyard.
Yeah.
Had you ever heard of electrified fencing?
I have.
That'll stop him.
Yeah.
The only thing is make sure you don't lean up against it.
Yeah. You know, here's the problem, though, because this whole the thing, when you have a neighbor that you have an issue with a fence or something like that, and they keep saying, well, you ought to. Well, I put the fence up. Their dog is tearing it down. Why does I have to do anything?
You should have not have to do anything.
That's where I keep coming from. I put the fence up. I mean, it's they're tearing it down. So anyway, it's, you know, one of those things. It was very stinky, and it's a mess. Gosh. Yeah.
When you kill a skunk, their last act of defiance is to empty the glands.
Yeah. Well, and how long does that odor linger after you've gotten rid of the problem? I mean, the dog.
You know what? On Elk Killer, when she went after a skunk 2 years in a row, we had this solution we used on it. It worked perfectly. I don't know if it works on like on a widespread area, but it's baking soda and hydrogen peroxide and you know, any type of like liquid soap, you know, you can get it. The kind that cuts grease, though, should be your dish soap.
Like Dove.
Well, is that what you use for your dishes?
Like Dawn.
Dawn because it cuts grease.
Yeah.
So it does that.
That's what
they
use.
And you add that in with hot and with warm water, and it's kind of a chemical reaction. And you put it, and your dog's got to be dry when you do it. So then you put it all over the dog. Make sure thoroughly, you know, immersed in this and rubbed into the skin, then you rinse them off. And in this case, after we rinsed her off in the sink, Lindy just took her in the shower because she was still bubbling. That stuff works pretty good. Took her in the shower and got it all off her, but there was no smell at all. No smell at all. So
wow.
I don't know if you can, you know.
I wonder if I could mix that up and spray it all over the concrete.
What you could do is put it in a bucket and pour it on there, maybe scrub it a little bit with a broom. And I think it would take it out.
Yeah, because it's permeated. You know, it's right next to the garage, and of course, the garage has the wire, you know, ventilation. So every time I walk into my garage, it's like, man.
The guy yesterday, what happened yesterday when you said they closed down, is the reports of somebody was throwing the water bottles, and he was standing up on the balcony with a gun. Police found out who he was, and they contacted him. He said, and he'd already left. He said, no gun. I don't have a gun. So, but they're continuing it. But they had to shut it down, of course, with their head reporter, somebody with a gun up above. Anyway. Okay. You know, the one thing I've noticed is that the mainstream media, except for Peter Ducey from Fox, is loving all over, you know, the press secretary and Biden. You know, we get images of Biden playing with his grandchildren, Oval Office fires. You never saw anything of Trump playing with his grandchildren or anything positive, or not one story on Melania that was positive. And so this is just another way for the mainstream media, because of his agenda that's moving forward, is to cover for him. And when, you know, Ducey asked about the, you know, opening schools, she didn't answer. Well, she doesn't answer a lot of questions from what I understand.
She'll circle back.
Let me circle back on that. I'll circle back at this time next year, and we should have it. But I find that very, it's another example, my friends, of what happens when the media picks a side. Totally picks a side. Instead of being the angry person in the middle going after both sides.
Not even going after him. Carl.
Or just reporting it.
Reporting the facts.
It fairly. And this is the problem. This is one of the things they said is because, you know, that even New York Times said is that a lot of the stuff was because of anger at Trump.
Oh, absolutely.
New York Times says
absolutely.
It was anger at Trump, not necessarily what he did, but the way he did it.
They didn't like Trump.
That's why they didn't like
absolutely
Trump.
Hate.
Well, and here's the part that is, you know, people talk about, oh, the Trump people are a danger to democracy. There was even two congressmen that that wrote letters to all the major media markets saying, essentially, if you read it, they named Fox and Newsmax and a couple others. You know what? You know, you shouldn't even be carrying these because, you know, they're lies and they're hurt. You know, it's a danger to our democracy. They actually wrote letters. Two congressmen wrote letters to the major, AT&T, all the major networks and all this to say that they should not have them anymore. Now, when two congressmen write these letters who are supposed to be there to defend the Constitution are trying to take away the First Amendment rights, and God knows how many other rights, from three news organizations that they disagree with. They disagree with. Didn't you know that they're saying, oh, they're spreading rumor. Well, what the hell do you think MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, and whatever the other one is, all of those, what are they doing?
They're still spreading the story that was disproven about the Russia hoax. If you talk to any of those if you listen to any of those networks, which I don't, but they constantly, it is reported, are saying the Russia hoax, that he's guilty of that, even though it's been proven wasn't. But they put it, and you read it in the articles, they'll say, guilty of this and guilty of that, all of which has been misproven. Now they're going, the problem, Carl, with the whole media approach to all of this is that we no longer have any news. We don't have any news. We have opinions. We have editorials day in and day out. They do not say what happened. They do their interpretation of what they meant. And you can listen to this if you watch a speech, and then right after the speech, they will interpret for you. And if you've actually listened to it, you go, that's not what he said. Absolutely. That's not what anybody said. And it's their interpretation of what they want you to think about what was said.
Well, you know,
which is why I don't listen to any of them.
Record Searchlight put out a survey, and that's one of the things I said. I said, you've got to start having news instead of Gannett's propaganda they're pushing down. You need more local stuff. If you want to get more subscribers, because, it was the front page where they were, asking people to come to the paper. I mean, it was on the front page. And I went, when you've gotten to that point, the tipping point may have been over. And when they went after a full-scale attack against Doug LaMalfa, calling him cowardly and all this, because he didn't vote to impeach Trump.
Right.
I mean, this is in the Record Searchlight, written by the Record Searchlight editorial board, whom you don't know. I mean, they didn't put their names out there.
Yeah.
They were calling LaMalfa cowardly, yet they wouldn't sign their names to it. I don't know. But anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. Have you had it? Are you tired of pit bulls breaking through your yard, chasing skunks, killing skunks, and leaving them on your deck? Maybe it's time to think about going to a community where active seniors are at, gourmet chefs. If you want transportation around the city, they've got it. You can have that. Use this as a place where all of your stuff is safe and that you can go out and visit or travel. They're pet friendly. They've got it all at River Commons Senior Living. Give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian. And worry less, smile more. River Comet Senior Living. We'll be right back.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha ski boat. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-221.
2642.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at the Pro Rehab Physical Therapy. If you've suffered from orthopedic injuries, strains, or sprains, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapist Kevin Elo and Rachel Lane are there to help you get back into action. Give them a call at 530-533-5030. That's 533-5030. I just gave their phone number to a friend of mine who's having some shoulder problems. And they help it's not just regular rehab, but they've also helped physical rehab on the U.S. Olympic team. I mean, he knows his way around that you can get, you know, if you're an athlete or, you know, they help former military, you know, LEOs, all that kind of stuff. Stay in shape. They're good people. Okay. What do you think about transgender athletes? In this case, it's almost always the ones you hear about are men to girls.
Right.
Well, this student in Texas, a female athlete, lost to a transgender athlete who had been a male for 14 or 15 years. She lost in a race, and so she said, "That's not fair. You know, I've worked really hard, as all the other girls have, mm-hmm. to get to a level, then to have somebody step in." So she sued to stop that from happening. And the Department of Justice was supporting that case. Well, now the Biden Department of Justice has just dropped their support for the mm-hmm. case. And, you know, when she lost, it wasn't like she was competing against another female.
Title IX was built to give women accessibility to sports. The level of playing field is long, you know, so now you could have women's soccer, women's mm-hmm. swimming, women's basketball. All the sports the boys had, as you know, mm-hmm. then they were open up to females. And, you know, they were getting the same opportunities, which is right. It ran into problems back there, you know, when it first started because of financial problems. Some universities had to drop some, you know, male teams to be able to have enough money to put female teams, which is, you know what? That's just part of it. You mm-hmm. make more money. Raise the tuition like we do in California. But now, under Biden's administration, where transgenders are now having total openness into bathrooms,
sports,
women's shelters,
yeah.
You name it. Everything you can think of, it's totally open to transgenders. But the part about the sports is causing a lot of consternation.
The whole program is, well, as far as I'm concerned, it's ridiculous. There's no way in the world that the two are comparable. And it's totally unfair to the girls who have been competing. A lot of them are striving to get scholarships. They've been competing at a good level, and all of a sudden you throw somebody in there that basically has a greater strength because they are a male. Their body is a male, regardless of what they want to call themselves now. I can't believe that, well, in fact, we got rid of that under the Trump administration and weren't letting them do that. The whole process of allowing, I just disagree with it. I mean, it isn't fair. It isn't good competition any more than it would be that it's appropriate for women to get into a man's sport and compete, regardless of their abilities. It's just not appropriate. If you're female attributes, you belong competing with females. Male attributes, regardless of what your mind says or how you feel that day. The other thing about the restroom, I believe that's going to be a huge issue. You can't allow, if I have a little girl and I catch some guy going in there, I don't care what he calls himself this week, there's going to be a war. That's not appropriate.
Well, that's been going on.
I know, but that's not appropriate. And I think it, you know, there's a simple way around these things. You just have bisexual, and they have one stall. And then one person goes in at a time. It doesn't matter which sex they are.
Right. And the other thing is, you know, whether you like it or not, until all the operations are done, that somebody, you know, that there is a separate showering facility that gives the privacy to people that want it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're taking – well, I disagree with all of these equal – I just – It's not appropriate, and I'm awfully glad that I don't have young children that are put in this position of having to deal with it.
A lot of the authorities are very uncomfortable with it too. But it's being, you know, and it gets, you will do this, you know, it's, you know, you're mandated, we're going to cut off your funding and all this. So it's the whole thing is equality, yes, equality for people. But let's take a look at it. You know, if you want to compete because you've changed from male to female, maybe you should be out of the competition for a year, totally out for a year while you're getting your testosterone levels down and these. But it doesn't take the place of somebody that has grown to 6 feet and has the male strength. Muscle
well,
and
yeah, strength.
Even if you cut back their testosterone, that's still there.
It is. Yeah, it's inappropriate. And it's not needed. They can compete dressed in it, and they can wear a dress and continue to compete with the boys if that's how they feel about it. Let that side deal with it.
Yeah.
So but I know I disagree, and tough. I think it's not going to get any better anytime soon. Let me just jump subjects just a little bit.
Sure.
So how come the Biden administration has not had a State of the Union message? They do that February 21st, 22nd, 23rd, always.
Oh.
How come we?
I don't know.
Yeah. Nobody's talking about it, but there was a news release that it was going to be on the 21st, then it was going to be on the 23rd.
Well, you know what? I saw that.
But it
sure as heck wasn't on ABC or CBS.
Oh, no.
That there hasn't been a State of the Union.
Yeah.
But I didn't pay attention to it because
how come?
I thought, I didn't know there were. you know, like they
How
like
come
that.
He hasn't done any personal appearances? I mean, they keep flashing up crap about.
No, he was. No, he was. He went out to. He spoke at some place.
Yeah.
Week.
Oh, yeah. He was. And if you watched the camera, the front camera was on him. And he was kind of at a desk by himself, and he was speaking, and then there was, yeah. And then when they switched to a side camera, all of a sudden he wasn't there. And then they quickly switched back to the front camera.
So you're saying he wasn't there at this?
I don't think so.
Well, but I think he was answering questions from people within the audience.
Whatever.
I have to go back. I'll go back. Now
go back and look at it. Go back and look at the whole thing. And now they may have at this point cut that out, but when I watched it, it was because somebody brought it to my attention, so I went and I looked at it, and I thought, well, there we go again. I hate to do this with the conspiracy theories, but if you look at the film of when he was sworn in, have you seen that one? Where there's three people behind him during the swearing in, and then those three people are gone while he's still got his arm raised?
Who?
There was I know,
but what's swearing in?
When Biden was sworn in.
He was sworn in during the inauguration.
Well, exactly. But when,
in front of a whole lot of people.
Hmm.
Don't go no moon landing on me, Trish.
No moon landing. Yeah,
don't go no moon landing.
Look at the film.
Look
at the film, Carl. Look at the film.
Are you saying so he wasn't even at the inauguration?
Well,
Trish, don't go no moon landing. Don't do that. Don't tell me that 9/11 was a inside job. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by
God,
Northern
those
Fires.
That will not be awakened.
Those of us who knows what it would take to bring down a building like that also know it would be impossible to do that because it was being used all the time. You've got to do a lot of stuff to bring a building down like that. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, not only is it regular CCW training, but an example is I'm teaching a private class today of ladies and one man that wanted to have, less people, and they wanted to do it on theirs when they could do it on their time frame. So we have those. We have private classes, and if you want, and we have a list of instructors there, me being, of course, one of them. And if you want to have a private class, just go to usgunpro.com and look at the webpage, and you'll see it says private classes, and everything can take place right there. And get in touch, and they'll get you in touch with your instructor, and we'll work out a time that's good for you. It's anywhere from 1 to 8 people. And anybody over that is up to 10. So I can take up to 10 people. And if it's more than that, then we'll bring another instructor in to help. So.
And even if you're not getting your
right. Even if it's not a CCW permit
just
if you
have a gun in the home, you need to be familiar with it and comfortable
and
with it.
And we have separate classes for that. For just learning how to use a gun
be
safely,
comfortable with it, know how to
be comfortable,
yeah.
But also how to store it correctly, especially if you have children.
Yes.
So, hey, 7:47 in the morning, and we're going to be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and, yeah, I would say Linda. But Linda, of course, isn't here Thursdays. It's Trish Clark, and she's just like, I have several wives. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Linda, of course. And I have Trish. Diane is in here. Sue sometimes. My daughter. My daughter just tells me what to do. Luckily, I don't live in the same state she does. I can ignore it. But all of you, strong women, strong women. And it's kind of like, yeah.
You're okay. Up to the challenge, Carl.
I'm up to the challenge. Okay. Hey, it's 45 degrees out there. And weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And 7:52 in the morning on the 25th. You wanted to talk about the recall. Was that right?
Well,
wait a minute. First, we have to make the announcement. Jared looked it up after what we were talking about, the State of the Union. In the last six presidents, Jared, you and your buddy, last six presidents did not give a State of the Union address in the first year.
So, I was curious because I read where it was going to be, and then I kept waiting for it to be announced. And then they said the 21st, and then they said the 23rd, and then they just didn't say any more about it. Of course, I don't watch the mainstream media.
Once you breach it, now
everything is suspect.
You start looking at it, right? I mean, okay, you said you were going to do it. Now, why aren't you doing it?
Yeah.
So, but as Jared, from multiple sources, said, the last six presidents have not done it the first year. Okay. So, we'll let that one go to rest.
So, but I'll let it go to rest.
When you think about recalls, you were a county supervisor for 16 years. Did anybody want to recall you, or if whoever mentioned it, were they never seen again? Or?
Oh, no, actually, it was rather cantankerous when Maurice and I were elected and we formed a new majority, and actually I got threatened with recall on the very first day of the very first meeting that I sat as a supervisor. And, yeah, yeah. Mike Bollert, he's from Shingletown. He owns a winery up there, and he came in the very first day and threatened me with recall because we had put Molly Wilson in as the chairman, and Francie Sullivan was the vice chairman at that time.
Right.
And we had bypassed her, and on a 3-2 vote, we had put Molly Wilson in, which was because they had bypassed Molly the year before and made Francie the vice chair when it was supposed to be Molly. And given, you know, if we used to do, and I don't know how they do it now, but we used to do a rotation of districts so that every district had a chairman. And we stuck to that all the time I was on the board. So right. that, because, you know, it's not a popularity contest. You didn't get elected to be chairman. You got elected to be a county supervisor. So in order that it was fair and each district had the chairman at some point or another, we rotated districts. And that's how the pattern was. I don't know how they're doing it now. And it's certainly not written in stone that you have to do it that way. But anyway, so Mike Bollert got up and threatened me with recall. The interesting part of what I'm hearing discussed in the community now is undoable. They're talking about actually recalling four supervisors. Well, three of them, they can't touch for 90 days after they're sworn in. Because you can't recall somebody until they've served, I believe it's 90 days.
Right.
Okay, so they can't even start gathering signatures until three of them.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, the reality is, in the past, when they've attempted to do recalls, the signature gathering process is very complicated. If I'm a fifth district citizen...
They don't make it easy for just that purpose. Otherwise, you'd have recalls going all the time.
Okay, but if I'm a fifth district citizen, I can only gather signatures in the fifth district residents.
Right.
I can't have somebody from the first district walking with me when I do that. Because then they're part of the gathering process, and they're going to get all those signatures out.
Mm-hmm.
So to find and get adequate, appropriate signatures, and people don't even know what district they live in. And some people will sign anything. I can stand out in front of a grocery store and tell people I have a document to sign for thus and thus and so. Nobody's going to read it. They're just going to sign it. And, I mean, it could say anything. I mean, I could get 100 signatures in a heartbeat.
And when you get to, here's the other thing, when you get to the people, especially the professionals they hire,
uh-huh.
They'll say things that are just patently untrue because they are doing that to get signatures. And when you turn and go back and start asking questions, well, really, is that what that says? I thought it meant then blah, blah, blah. They have no concept with it. And that's the last thing they want is to have somebody that actually knows what their signature is for to talk to them about it.
Well, and so with the recall effort of four supervisors, that is, I can't imagine that, in fact, they can garner the signatures that they need, and I've forgotten how many it is for each district, in a timely manner. They can't even start on the three of them until they've been in office. Of course, they're not trying to go after Patrick Jones. Yeah. So it's only two of them that they could.
Well, let's go
after.
To Terry. Terry's, read all the orders on this. Terry, what do you got?
Yeah, I have, and I've read everything. And Trish, this is not correct, what you're saying. First of all, we need proponents for each county. If there was a recall, each county would need proponents, number one. Number two, the signature gathering at first would be, do you want to recall these guys or not? Thirdly, yes, there are guidelines from the state. There are guidelines from the county. Yes, the people that are getting engaged in this understand all those guidelines, know how to do all those things, understand all that information. And frankly, it's up to the people if they want to recall these supervisors or not.
So you said I'm not correct. What did I say was incorrect?
First of all, you're not correct about the thing that it would be difficult to recall all four. And here's why I'm saying that. I'm saying that it's up to the people if they want to recall. It's up to if you can get the, if there's a reason to, if there's people who want to recall the supervisors feeling that in their district that they don't have they're not doing the job. That's going to be up to the people in finding out first. That's what the whole first part of this would be, is finding out, do you want to recall this guy or not recall this guy, or recall this gal or not recall this gal?
And how do you control the signature gathering because people Well, I'm looking at past history, Terry.
I know you are. It's way past, yeah.
And I'm looking at the complication of every time they've attempted this, you've got people that are not in that district accompanying people when they're gathering signatures and signatures that cross the line.
Understood, Trish.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying the reality is they get crossed up.
The reality is that it'll be up to the people. That's the reality. The reality will be up to those people and the people that are recalling the supervisors.
We've got to run. We've run out of time. The only thing I can say is, yeah, you're right, Terry. If people want to do it, they absolutely can if it's there. The part is, though, from reading from the county clerk says.
And the state. They
make it hard. They make it hard to do
it. They do.
It's complicated, and that's what you're saying. A monumental effort, time and
But if
that's
the people want it, they can do
it. Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God, yes.
Right, that's the whole point. Yeah. And it's in place as far as knowing how to do it. That's not even an issue.
Okay.
Okay.
We got it. All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Okay, hey, we're going to we're breaking for the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
It's better because there are more choices. It's better also because it increases the supply of vaccines.
Fauci appeared on NBC's Today program. China's approved two more COVID-19 vaccines for wider use, adding to its growing arsenal of shots. Both are already being used among select groups of people under an emergency use authorization. The White House is standing by President Biden's nominee to lead the White House Budget Office, even as the nomination faces new hurdles.
Neera Tanden's nomination first hit problems when Democratic Senator Joe Manchin said he could not support her. Several moderate Republicans also said they'd vote no. Then two Senate committees postponed consideration of her nomination. But spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the White House is not giving up.
We're fighting for her nomination.
With an evenly divided Senate, Tanden needs at least one Republican vote to be approved as White House Budget Director. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The number of Americans who signed contracts to buy homes declined again, with the number of properties for sale not matching the surging demand in the U.S. The National Association of Realtors Index of Pending Home Sales fell 2.8% to 122.8. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 131 points. The Nasdaq is off 160. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park, Grove, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The acting chief of the Capitol Police is discussing an internal intelligence assessment the department compiled before the January 6th insurrection.
In a statement submitted for a House hearing later today, Yogananda Pittman says the assessment warned that militia members, white supremacists, and members of other extremist groups were likely to participate, that demonstrators would be armed, and that it was possible they would come to the Capitol to try to disrupt the vote. She says officers didn't properly lock down the Capitol complex, and they were unsure about using deadly force. Pittman's testimony will come as lawmakers investigate what went wrong the day of the attack. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The ruling Communist Party is celebrating the official end of extreme poverty in China with a propaganda campaign that praises President Xi Jinping's role. News and analysis at townhall.com. Bahrain's state-run news agency says its crown prince has spoken with the Israeli prime minister about the return of nuclear talks with Iran.
The statement marks the first response from a Gulf Arab leader to President Joe Biden's announcement earlier this month that he's seeking a return to the 2015 nuclear accord. Nearly 3 years ago, former President Trump abandoned the landmark accord and reimposed harsh sanctions on Iran. The move was welcomed by Gulf nations and Israel, Iran's foes in the region that are most directly threatened and were excluded from the last negotiations. Following the United Arab Emirates, the island kingdom of Bahrain normalized relations with Israel last fall. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A senior Iran-backed militia official in Baghdad and a U.S. official say explosive-laden drones that targeted Saudi Arabia's royal palace last month were launched from inside Iraq. The militia official says three drones were launched from Iraq's Saudi border areas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is the 25th of February, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm, of course, here with my Thursday girl, Trish.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning. It's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 69 and a low of 39. And on Friday, sunny, a high of 66 and a low of 43. On Saturday, a high of 63 and a low of 40. Clear, sunny throughout the weekend. On Sunday, high of 69, a low of 40. Carrying on next week, slight chance of showers on Monday with a high of 63 and a low of 39. Looks like a nice weekend, though. Time to get out and get some yard work done. Let that rain soak in that we had last week. Hopefully we're not. It looks like there is a chance of showers and rain next week. Just a reminder that the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Good, yep. Anderson business.
It is. And I want to remind everybody that Chuck Kinney, who he and Judy own Shasta Gas, is a Vietnam War veteran. He was a pilot with the 1st Air Cav, and as was my cousin. And he knew my cousin. Now, they were in the same, even wow. into the same squadron. But Larry was there before him, but he was still remembered in the squadron. He has this beautiful quilt, a beautiful quilt he wants to give to a 1st Air Cav veteran from Afghanistan. We've put the picture up. I'm going to run the picture through again because this thing is, it's huge, first of all. And I say huge. It'll cover your bed or, mm-hmm. you know, and, but it's, you know, it's absolutely so beautiful. But, and because his wife, Judy, gets him 1st Air Cav stuff. But this one had Afghanistan on it. So he wants to give it to a 1st Air Cav Afghan vet for free.
And have you heard, no one has
I haven't heard anything yet. And I've reached out to the schools. And
the Veterans Service Office?
Well, I'm going to the, well, you know what? How could I have missed that? I'm going to go to Celestina. Say, well, Celestina, you've got everybody.
Well, there
you know
go.
Where they are. Just tell me, and I'll reach out to them and say, you know, they may not have heard it. I know it's hard to believe, but anyway, thank you for that one. You know what? Because I've sent it everywhere else, but I did have it on Facebook, and they usually look at our Facebook pages. So I will send this to Celestina, and so we can get this presented to somebody. And again, I'm going to put it up on our Facebook, and I'll reach out to Celestina. I've reached out to other organizations, and because Afghanistan is a younger veteran,
mm-hmm.
it will be. But I tell you what, it's a keepsake that you can pass down to your children.
Quilts are a beautiful, beautiful part of life.
I had a quilt made, a bunch of old T-shirts I had from riding my Harley from different places I've been deployed to. In my life, you know, you get a T-shirt, you get shot at, and a T-shirt, all at the same time. You're buying a T-shirt. There's explosions. Okay, anyway.
We used to do that during fire season, during fire camp. Yeah. And they'd have these sieges going on, and I've got a whole drawer full of T-shirts from all of the fires back in 87 and
have them made into a quilt. And this is something. Now, see, this is something I can pass down to my kids, to my, you know, my kids and my grandkids, because it's kind of a This is where Grandpa was, you know.
I should have put those in a quilt for one of the boys. That'd be great. You know, speaking of quilts, the ladies down at the Frontier Senior Center, we have a group of ladies who do handmade quilts. And they quilt in there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and they'll make quilts for the community.
How much do they charge? Do you have any idea?
Let me look, and I'll go.
Why don't you find out? Because this one, the girl was just starting and had a new machine and all this, and she made it.
These are not machine quilts. These are handmade.
Well,
hand tied.
It was okay, hand tied. You know, she used. You know, she sewed it.
Yeah.
Beautiful job, and.
There's a lot of the machine quilting going on. What's going on at the Frontier Senior Center are handmade quilts. Those ladies sit in there and stitch by stitch. But they made a quilt for the police chief, Michael Johnson, down in Anderson. And if anybody'd like to see that, it's on display actually on the dais in the city hall.
This
could
be
beautiful.
This could be in a glassed wall or something like
that.
Yeah,
they're beautiful.
Hey, somebody's asked me a question, Carl. Reach out to someone from Greater Idaho Movement. There must be something to it because I'm not sure what it is, but they're saying Steve Jefferson doesn't support it, but I'm not sure what it is. So,
The Greater Idaho, it's actually a proposal that comes out, takes from the southern part of Idaho, comes down, picks up a piece of Oregon, and then comes down and picks up
a piece of California.
A piece of California, including us, and becomes a new state.
Well, you know, I can be run two ways, too.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
You could be, you know, and frankly, you know, for all those people who think that California's got the right idea and would like to change states but don't want to, they've lived there their whole lives, you know, the state's left them. They're not going to leave the state.
You could be part of Idaho.
Wouldn't that be great if they just formed another state?
It's quite interesting.
Oh,
I'd love that. I stumbled across it a while back because I have a friend that lives in Oregon, and it's
I know Oregon is asked.
And just towards that area, and he sent me this map, and when I got to looking at it, I thought, wait a minute, that also includes the northern part of California. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Well,
and that would give the state of Idaho, the way they've got it mapped, that would give the state of Idaho oceanfront. That would be a real boom for everybody
why
involved.
Why not make it the state of Jefferson? It would be Northern California, Southern Oregon, and then obviously the western part of Idaho.
Right. Would be state of Jefferson and or they just want to make it part of Idaho.
Either one. Well, you know, Roberge Anselmo, our good friend.
Non-contiguous annex.
He called the governor one time and said, can you annex?
Texas.
Can Texas, can we get an annex up here in northern? So we'd be part of Texas.
A non-contiguous annexation. We were sitting there talking about it one night, and he picked up the phone and called the governor of Texas and ran it by him, and they had a great conversation. And, he was all for it. And non-contiguous annexation, which is a legal thing, and we could have been part of the state of Texas.
Which would be actually better then because you're already established in this. But then people, you know, if you look at the state of Jefferson, our state of Jefferson radio shows, they have done their homework.
Well, I'm fully
and all
in support
this,
of it. And I just don't know, I don't think it'll ever happen.
But it goes back to the representation.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is representation.
That's right.
To make it fair. I'm not sure how Texas works, but I understood at one time, their legislature only meets every other year. Jared, can you check that for me, please, to see if Texas legislature only meets every other year? That may have changed, but, you know, if you meet every other year, there's less things you can do to harm the people.
Well, I don't know why our legislature meets all the time because, you know, during the Trump administration, they didn't do anything. But they haven't had a budget. They didn't do a budget.
Who?
The legislature.
They
kept just bouncing it over.
Oh, I thought that they had.
Pass forward.
But they had to pass something otherwise.
Resolution.
Their pay stops.
Continuing resolution. That's how they did it the whole time. They never actually passed, to my knowledge, I don't believe they ever passed a budget. But then they didn't do that through Obama either. They just kept doing the continuing resolution.
Well, but I thought that said that if they weren't. Jared.
It says it's on odd number years.
Okay, see?
There you go.
Odd number years the Texas legislature meets. Now,
wouldn't that be great because that's less time for them to do stuff to
us?
And
that tells me then is the people there are not full-time legislators. That if they only meet every other year, that means that off year, you know, they've got their offices and everything. They probably come in and check, but that means they have to have a regular job. Hey, well, how much do they pay the Texas legislatures? That's my next question.
Okay, you have to give me a moment.
Okay. The interesting thing about the state of Jefferson and the beauty of it, and people always ask, well, how where would we get our money and all of those things? And what they have to understand is if you form a new state, you get to form a new constitution, and you get to decide how much of what the government's going to do. If in that new state the government does what the government's supposed to do, i.e. protect people from foreign invasion and those kind of things, and get out of everything they're not supposed to have their nose in, we'd have plenty of money to make government work because we wouldn't be paying for all the things that we don't want them to do anyway. Limit their powers.
Limit the powers and, again, bring the decision-making down
to the local
level.
As it used to be.
As it should be.
And if you look at our Constitution as written, that it was enumerated what the federal government was supposed to do. Most of what they're doing now, education being the leading one, is not listed as one of the things they're supposed to do.
I think one of the things I would do when I'm proclaimed king is there were certain departments that's in there, like the Department of Education and a few others. I would just do away with.
Oh, absolutely.
Just do away with it and let the states, you know, because states are not going to want their children not to be educated. And wait, okay, Jared, because we've got to take a break.
No, it says state legislators in Texas make $600 per month or $7,200 per year, plus a per diem of $221 for every day in the legislature is in session.
Kind of like city council.
That adds up to $38,140 for a year for a regular session, which is 140 days, with the total pay for a two-year term being $45,300.
For 2 years. Yes. And then to see how many of these people have never written a check to an employee. Because the people there have to have jobs.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, let's take a break. You know what? God bless Texas when we come back. Okay. This portion of the show, God bless Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hey, you know what? Do you need a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401s? Things have changed so dramatically here over the last few years. Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Are those decisions the right ones? You can give her a call at 221-0441. She's been doing this since 1993. Insurance and financial. You can trust Judy Maxwell. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. It is 8:16 in the morning, about 45 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Did we get God Bless Texas? I just missed it.
I'm sorry, what?
Did we miss God Bless Texas, or you played it and I just missed it?
No.
Yeah, we got to do a God Bless Texas and going out there. All right, 8:21 in the morning here on the 25th of February, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Ah, Four Winds Jewelry. Make a mistake, make a, and you know, and you want to say kind of atone for it. You know, when you're, you know, locked up with people for, as we have been, you know, every so often you get on each other's nerves, and then we take a look at how, and you realize that Four Winds Jewelry is a good way to go down and say, I'm sorry. I could have done that better.
Or just because you're special, somebody special in your life that you just want to say something nice and just out of the blue, a present or flowers or jewelry are always nice just for no reason.
For no reason.
A gift for no reason.
Or for yourself.
Exactly.
You go down, makes you feel better.
I reward myself from time to time.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, Four Winds Jewelry has a great selection at very fair prices.
Yeah. Great estate jewelry, beautiful things. And they'll custom make.
Yeah.
If you have stones that you'd like to put into a different setting. Maybe you have something you've inherited from your grandparents or something, and in the setting is old, and you'd like to put it in a new setting. All those are possibilities, and they do beautiful work there as well as the watch repair.
2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday. Okay, 8:23 in the morning. There's a variety of things being said. There's people that still – I wear my – when you're flying on an aircraft, and I talked a little bit about it Tuesday.
You have to wear a mask.
You have to wear a mask. And I tell you what, they're serious about that stuff in the airports and everything. But my buddy, who was, we were spread out on a plane, and essentially it's two to a row, unless you're maybe a family traveling together. But then the attendants, if they'd had empty rows, and they would let people move if they wanted to, so they'd be in a row by themselves. But he's got a beard, and he was playing the game. But he sleeps on the planes, and so that the beard had a beard. The mask is down below his nose, and he's sleeping. And she notices it, And she says to me, can you wake him up, tell him to put his mask on? No. It's not my job. So she leans across me and taps him on the leg and says, you're going to have to put that mask up, sir. And Seth, being a good young man, he just looks at her and he pulls the mask up. But have you ever tried to sleep on a plane with a mask and not have it slide down? It's difficult. And if you've got a beard, it's almost impossible. But he somehow managed to keep it up.
You know, when I went to Arizona in, was that in October? I'm going to say September, October. That airplane was full. There was not an empty seat on it.
Really?
Yep, absolutely. And everybody, we had to have a mask the whole mm-hmm. time and everything. But I was amazed because there was not an empty seat on that airplane.
Well, as you know.
I flew from wow. Reading to San Francisco and then from San Francisco to Phoenix.
Well, we went from Sacramento to Chicago and from way back Chicago to San Francisco to Sacramento. And, you know, that flight right there, is they take off. And the attendants never even get up because you take off,
yeah.
and then you land. Yeah. I mean, you get up to altitude and you start your descent right then.
Airplane flight is so different than it used to be.
Yeah. Well, they weren't full, so maybe it was you were heading down to Texas where
Arizona.
It's warmer or Arizona and it's warmer and all that. Maybe that's it. But
I don't know. I was amazed because
early on when they were when COVID was everybody was really ramped up, the flights from New York to Florida. All of a sudden, they started filling up, and Florida was upset because all these people from New York, where COVID was just rampant through there, were flying down to Florida,
yeah.
And those were full flights. So, if you've had your vaccine.
Yes.
You've had it.
I've had both shots.
Yeah. I have it. I see, people are warning against having the vaccines, and I understand that, that you can find... You could probably find anything online now that tells you not to.
Oh, my goodness. Everything from changing your DNA to it's going to make you sterile, not a problem.
yeah, I've stopped procreating. I've stopped having children. I haven't stopped procreating. But
you have to believe in something. And I believe that my son would not inject something in my arm that would kill me.
No.
And he's the one that gave him my shots.
No.
So I'm not going to worry about that.
I trust people that are in the medical community that have studied this, that tell me that this is, people will have reactions. Just like, how many people die from flu shots?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, regular flu shots because for whatever
some
reason.
Some people have something happens.
But
yeah.
To say that people are dying all over, and by the hundreds of thousands isn't true. Not from vaccination.
Carl, I'm sorry, but most of what we've heard about COVID in general is an exaggeration, if not an outright lie. I think it's about 95% fact and about 5% fact and 95% whatever.
Well, okay, and now
the statistics are out of sight. I don't trust the
statistics. I don't trust those total. People from have had COVID die. They do.
And they die of heart attacks, and they die of flu, and they die of all kinds of things.
That's true. But people who've had COVID, 1% or 1.5% die. Now,
okay, but look
let me finish. How many of those had underlying conditions that as soon as they had the, if they had the flu that hit their lungs or pneumonia or whatever it is,
The report that came out from CCD or CDC or whatever the heck that is, Contagious Disease Center, whatever.
Yeah, CDC.
Okay, CDC. Okay, it came out and said of the people that died of
uh-huh.
COVID,
right,
that were reported worldwide, 6% actually died of COVID. The other 94% died with COVID.
Right.
Okay. 45 or 50% of those were in some kind of end of life stages. I.e., they were in hospice, they had incurable cancer, not assisted living, because some of those people are going to live in assisted living for a long time.
Yeah.
But these are things that death was imminent. And they were going to die within a short period of time, whether they got COVID or not. So they died with COVID. Some of them actually had been in automobile accidents or motorcycle accidents.
Well, that one, they walked that one back. But now, I just noticed the doctor from Shasta Regional sat right across from that blue microphone. And when we first got COVID, the first four people mm-hmm. died. And I had him on the show. And he said they would be alive today. He said, yes, they had underlying conditions. But they would be alive today if they hadn't had COVID. So... And I'm just saying these were the statistics that
came out from them.
So they may have been the ones that died from COVID.
Well, and then why was it that right after Biden was put into office, that they came out and said, yeah, you know, we got to do these tests different. You know, we've been getting too many false positives. So we've got to change how we're doing the tests so we don't get so many false positives. Why did they do that? Just coincidence?
Well, why did they bring the, why didn't they roll out the vaccines a little bit earlier, too? So,
They did roll out the vaccines in warp speed.
They did.
But according to Biden, once again, they didn't have them until after he was in office. They didn't get them. Oops, excuse me. I actually got the shot before I was in office. Right. Oh, I forgot about that. But they didn't have the vaccines until I got in office. And we didn't have a plan until I got in office.
I know. What people realize is that is just patently untrue. Of course, the...
The sad part of that, Carl, is people don't realize.
Well,
because MSNBC and CNN and ABC and NBC are not telling the truth. Ever.
And then we go back to the biggest danger for our democracy.
Press.
Is a media that takes sides like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that, when we got... You know, World War II started, we got bombed, and the war started. If you're going to take a side, you take the side of our country, which they did, you hope. But now, when you take sides and you base things on not what somebody's done, but on whether you like them or not, and how you feel, if you feel comfortable around them, it's wrong. Just totally wrong. And I don't know if they've gone over the edge to the point where they can't be brought back into doing their jobs.
No, they're bought and paid for. They're not going to change their mind until we change it for them.
8:31 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. Local board of directors, local people managing. They're here to help our community. They've done it in such a variety of ways. The Paycheck Protection Program. If you really want a bank that's in your corner, Cornerstone Community Bank is the one to do it. You can learn a lot at bankcornerstone.com, but it's better going down to the main office in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, or stop in at 1845 California Street, right down the street here, or if you're in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. Find out how they are still moving local dreams forward, even through all of this. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, We've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's open line Thursday.
All day long.
All day long. So
February 25th. Where did this month go?
48 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And I'm calling Cypress Square Barbershop today. I need a haircut. I'm getting a little shaggy. They work on appointments. You can give them a call at 244-9478. A veteran-owned business that gets discounts also for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold.
Yeah.
Congressman LaMoffa's on the show, and I did that read. He goes, I'm going to have to go down there. I said, hey, go on down there. Find out what's happening in our world around here. 8:38 in the morning, and like I said, I'm here with Trish Clark.
Barbershops like beauty shops where they all you catch up on all the local gossip. How many chairs do you have in there at a time?
Just two. And you know, under the COVID laws, they were only supposed to have one person in there at a time. And And this is ridiculous because you're over 6 feet away. You're masked. They're masked. They have disposable, you know, drapes that go over you and everything. You know, and, you know, they clean up after each person. They sanitize everything, the chair. You know, the, of course, their instruments are all being in between or being sterilized.
You know, Carl, most of the laws and the regulations and the rules and stuff that they put in to stop us from spreading this made no sense whatsoever.
No.
I mean, things like the inside dining, most restaurants made it so that, I mean, you're not even near anybody, and you're 6 feet away from anybody you didn't come in with or not at the same table with. You're spaced out. They could not trace one case back to anybody eating in a restaurant. Large gatherings.
Family gatherings was the way that people got
that's
sick.
That's exactly right. And
yes.
They didn't trace anyone back. The things that they've imposed on the American people from this COVID thing and continue to, although I would say Shasta County started kind of not paying attention to that a ways back and now.
Months and months and months ago.
And as it should be. Because nobody was getting sick from the things that they were stopping. And yet, I mean, go into Walmart, for criminy sakes, or any of the Costco or what have you. There's people, and they're close. You're standing in the line. Okay, it's both 6 feet.
Yeah.
You're standing in the line at Costco to get a prescription. Everybody comes right next to you and right in your face as they're going around the corner there. I mean, which I don't care about. But I've been standing in line and had people turn around. We're both masked. I'm standing in line. My face is to their back. I'm obviously not trying. And they asked me to back up because I'm too close.
Well,
are you kidding?
Well, frankly, if COVID went away tomorrow, just went away, I would hope they'd keep those little blue dots in the supermarkets and, you know, all these places in the lines, because I don't like having people behind me. I have to listen to them. Oh, no, no, but I'm just saying.
Instead of 6 feet away.
I'm saying.
It wasn't crowded.
I just want people not on my back, not on the, talking on their phones. I have to become part of the conversation. All of these things. I don't mind people being separated from me, frankly. And so even if there was no COVID, that's a good idea. Let's just, give each other some individual room here.
Well, you're in my space. I mean,
you're in my space.
Don't you remember years ago we used to say, my space, when people
there
would get
my
too close to you.
There is space. And, and Europeans, especially Italians, when I lived in Italy, they have no concept of space. They will be right there in front of you talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right there in front of you. And so you kind of back up and they move in. And it's like they're not being aggressive. This is just the way they, this is the way they've been raised. You know, they're getting close. And
I remember when I, speaking of close, and he was Italian, I worked in a law firm in the Bay Area many, many years ago. And there was a gentleman who would come in and he was in your face. He'd like to talk to you in your face, one of the attorneys. And he'd always come in a little bit late. And everybody in the secretarial pool, all the ladies, they'd see his car pull up in the back and everybody'd race for your desk really quickly to get protected. Because he was in your face like that, and he had the worst breath.
Okay,
the last thing you wanted to have happen to you was to get caught in the coffee corner when he came in the office. I mean, everybody would flee like, he just drove up, and everybody would race for their desk. Anyway,
we're open line day, got something stuck in your craw, it was a good time to do it. We've talked about the recall talk of the supervisors. There are so many things going on in our community, the growth of our community. Every time when they open that up, the street down there, even though it's going to take us a while to figure out how to maneuver through that. I have our next door neighbors. We saw Linda and I saw them there. They just walked down from our street
to see it,
and see that's how close we are to this new downtown. And when the new place comes up here that they're building right now, the new parking structure is going up and all that. Being able to walk downtown from our house with all these things that are going on now, there's going to be new stores and all these type of things opening. I would love to see the Cascade Theater 3 days a week, or times they don't have things going there, is to show movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, because then you could walk downtown, see a movie on a screen like they've done before, when they did for Christmas, when they did that one with Jimmy Stewart, famous Christmas movie.
Is it Wonderful Life?
A Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
And they did that, and the place was full. And
well,
they've seen
done...
it on a big screen, and for people who haven't seen it before.
Yeah, but it's, and they've cool. done, they with the Fly Fishers have had presentations in there.
Well, that's
many
the,
times of
yeah,
films, and the film festival in
the
there.
The Sundial Film Festival, which
exactly.
is getting ready to start here any day. We're advertising.
It is just an absolute shame. And, you know, in reality, there's absolutely no reason that that could not be opened up. Keep the distance. You know, maybe you can, it'll seat 1,000 people, so limit mm-hmm. it to 500. So you could separate the seating.
Yeah.
Absolutely no reason in the world why that could not be open safely.
To me, that, you know, they're already booking at the Civic. They're starting to book for April, May, on the hope that it's going to happen. Time Sponge, to answer your question, how was the turnout for the opening of downtown? It was a virtual one where they had all the, you know, you could see it happening, but there was over 100 people down there to watch it. So there we are. 1933, King Kong, starring Bruce Cabot and Faye Ray. You've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's
mm-hmm.
seen that.
I mean,
it's in the. I mean, you can't get by without seeing King Kong or Wizard of. I thought Wizard
is
of.
Is that
Oz.
One they're banning now?
No. I don't think so.
You know, a lot of our old movies, they're saying.
Whoa.
I mean, now all of a sudden,
whoa.
Which I did. Boy, that's a whole conversation for
you
another day.
You want to talk about? And you know, if you want to talk about how people of color were treated back in the 20s and 30s and 40s in movies. It is, you know, now you've got those disclaimers up on the top. This movie, you know, does not accurately portray, you know, people or, you know, situations. Because back then, if you were, I mean, and you can see these, where they, you know,
well,
the guy's
but,
name
but
was
the, but the reality
Fetchit,
is,
Stephen Fetchit.
But they, in reality, that's exactly how it was. It does accurately portray how it was.
You mean how they treated the people?
Exactly. It does accurately portray that.
How they treated the people. Which,
then.
Okay. Now, I, and you're right there, but it inaccurately portrayed people as being a certain way, lazy, dumb, things like that. Then people weren't like that. But it accurately portrayed the way people
were treated.
Yes.
I can go along with that. You know,
but
the reality is, I mean, you know, when they want to tear down statues and they want to change this and they want to outlaw this and cut this out, history is what history is. And we can now say, boy, you know, they should not have done that. But the fact is, those people were historical at that time, and I am so adamantly opposed to tearing down our history and changing it.
I'm not talking about that.
It is what it is.
All I'm saying is the way people were portrayed were wrong.
Absolutely.
That's the way they treated them. But they were portrayed so incorrectly back then. And that, you know, if you watch the movies, you know,
Look at your reality shows now, Carl. Look at the reality shows now. Are people actually like that? When you look at the reality shows and the way they argue and
those things, they have scripts.
So what's the difference? Are those people really like that? They say reality shows. They're not really like that. Give me a break.
Well, Alone, have you ever seen that one? When you're by yourself and who can live for 100 days in this horrible place and you've got to, you know, you got to kill your own food, you got to boil your own water, all that. Anyway, we got to take a break. Ron, and I guess other people are calling too. 8:47 in the morning. Hey, the State District Fair and Event Center, they're having a drive-through tri-tip dinner. You can pre-order today. $50 for a tri-tip dinner to feed four, $15 tri-tip loin dinner for one, $35 for a whole cooked tri-tip, Rocking Peas, Santa Maria style tri-tip, Vic's green beans, coleslaw, and garlic bread. It's going to be March 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. pickup, and you can purchase tickets at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com.
District Fair in the city of Anderson.
In the city of Anderson. 8:48 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
North update now with a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We got the phone lines backed up, so let's start with Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a question. That fellow that you had on a while back that was a guide here in the North State, I guess.
Perry Cremains from Just for Hunting.
For hunting, okay. But anyhow, my question is, how many elk do we have here in the North State? And also, I got a question on wolves. How many wolves do they figure that we have here in the North State? And also, maybe where are they at? Because they introduced those about 66 wolves into the Yellowstone area.
Yeah.
And they had, at 1995, they had about 19,000 elk. And about 2009, they only had 6,000 elk. And that's in the Yellowstone. And then the wolves completely took out all the moose. There's no more moose left in Yellowstone. And the U.S. Forest, or I mean the Wildlife Services, they said that they would only probably be cleaning up the sick and injured elk or animals.
Absolutely untrue.
That's totally untrue.
Absolutely.
Totally
untrue.
They are the apex. A wolf is an apex predator. It has no enemies. They
no.
can pull down. They can, you know, I just saw a video of them surrounding a grizzly bear, and they were going for it. The thing about it is, I can't tell you. We have a good elk population here. And they do, and they migrate through here. So, mm-hmm. I mean, 20 minutes from this studio, you can get a world-class elk in Northern California. Your qualms about the wolves is so true, because that you can't hunt them unless you can prove depredations, you know, from a landowner. And as we said during the show, it's difficult when the calf has been eaten. And or the cow's been eaten, and then it only takes a while before everything else cleans it up.
Yeah.
And so
that's called two shovel and shut up.
Yeah. Well, that's happened. The three S's. But we're going to have a show. We're going to have a 2 hours, and we're going to talk. And we got Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. We'll get Perry back and Ted Lighty, and we're going to talk all of these things that are happening. You know, if somebody's suggesting, just do a whole show on it, and we'll probably do that. So, but it's a good question, Ron. Okay.
When will that show?
Well, I'll get that. It'll be in the next couple of weeks. It'll be in March. It's whenever I can get myself together. But Sam's always available, and Perry and
that'd be a good
Ted.
Show because there's a lot of there's a lot of interest
I'll try to
with
get
the
them because
wildlife in this area is moving around.
Yeah, they're trying to head off on a 2 week turkey hunt. So
okay. Anyway,
okay. Thanks a lot,
Thank
Ron.
You.
Chris, good morning. You're live.
Hello, Carl. You got me?
Yeah, you guys are on. You're on.
Yeah, I was just thinking about your last discussion about how people have been classified and how they, you know, this person's a hick and this person's a redneck and so forth.
Yeah.
That has not gone away. We still have that today with the young people and how they talk to people that have gray hair or balding heads.
Oh, yeah?
they treat us the same way that those people were treated back in the day. So it has not gone away, and it will never go away.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I like to remind young people that do that is some of the people that you're talking to like that have been in professions where if they have gray hair, that means they've lived through that profession long enough.
They have experience.
They have experience, and they have no qualms as you get older in going right for the throat because, you know, I don't want to fight you. You're too young, too big, so I'm just going to pull a pistol on you if you try to attack me.
Exactly.
There you go.
Go into Best Buy and ask one of the young clerks about all your options and what you can do for TV and see what kind of attitude you get.
Oh.
Oh. You're absolutely right.
That's a good point, Chris. Yeah.
Whether it's Hulu or Zulu or whatever
They think you're just ignorant. They think you're such an ignorant person. I don't even know if I have enough time to explain to you how a TV, do you know about electricity? You know, it's one of those things.
Exactly. Do you know what a light bulb does? Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Chris.
You're welcome.
He's right.
No, absolutely right. And it always takes me by surprise when I have somebody do that to me because I don't walk around thinking I'm old. I mean, you know, it isn't a part of what you think all day long. You're just doing it.
You don't think you're old.
That's exactly right. And then you'll have somebody do that to you with that just absolute lack of tolerance that, oh, my God, you're so old, I can't explain anything to you.
Well,
and it's like,
I was just on this hunting trip, and there was, you know, people of my age. But we also had the sons of the people. And those young men were so cool. You know, they were there. They understood that they were doing the heavy lifting. Here, let me get that. Let me get your bag. Get your hands off my bag. I'm not feeble. No, that's okay, sir. You know, they wanted to do that. They cleaned the shotguns. They, you know, they did those things. But they were also part of our group there.
Yeah.
You know, so it was really interesting.
Well,
they taught me how to play beer pong.
Well, and here's the difference. Those children, the young men who've been brought up in the outdoors and and they learned respect. They've learned to be a part of an adult group. They've learned all kinds of skills that are going to make them well-rounded as adults.
You know,
and a respect for the people that they're with and the knowledge they've garnered from being around them.
Right. And we're getting ready to start our Jake turkey hunt. And this is where we introduce kids 12 to 15, never hunted turkeys before, into the outdoors. How do you hunt? How do you hunt safely? What is blind etiquette? You know, when you're in the blind, there's etiquette that goes along in there. But it's it's introducing young men and girls, or boys and girls, to the outdoors, to being able to take care of things like that. I think it's great for them.
Frankly. It's absolute knowledge that they garnered. You know, one of the things, and I'm glad to see, I know Butch Schaefer and I talked about it last week, about the introduction of the things back into the school, which are life skills. Yes. Metal crafts, wood crafts,
animals,
balancing a checkbook, culinary skills.
The Constitution.
But a lot of the basic skills of how to live in the world that you need, whether you're going to, I mean, you don't have to be going to be a chef or be a metal worker or any of those things, but just to run a house and have a, just live your life, you need to have those life skills.
Yes, you do. Well, as usual, Trish, it's great having you here.
I just love it, and this was a great morning.
Yeah, the DA would have been on today, except she's in a homicide case.
Mm.
So she's involved in it, so it must be a pretty big one. I don't know which one it is. So I just said, well, do a good job there, DA.
There you go. Well, this is good. We haven't had a chance to just you and I for long.
Yeah.
That's good. Appreciate it.
Okay, everybody, tomorrow, one safe place, and you know, a couple other little surprises there. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? At the gates of hell, but I won't.